This is Radio Influence, podcasting redefined.
Hey, everybody. This is Tracy from Forking Around Town, and welcome to my latest episode. And today I have a very saucy guest, Michelle Northrup, who is also known as the Saucy Queen. Exactly.
I'm excited to be here,
Thank
Tracy.
Thank you, Michelle. I actually have known Michelle for probably 8 years, I'm going to say.
I would say at least 8, yeah.
So tell me when we met, because I can't remember. You need to refresh my memory.
Was it with Working Women?
Might have been.
I think one of the events.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're both foodies. So, like, right. We also went to a lot of, like, foodie events, and we would see each other there, too. So,
well, I fell in love with Michelle when I tried her garlic goodness sauce. So tell me about that, because it is incredible, yes. And you guys need to try it.
Well, first of all, you have very good taste by choosing garlic goodness.
And having you as a guest.
Oh, that's true, too. That's right? True. Garlic goodness is absolutely amazing. It takes 100 pounds of fresh garlic, and we slowly roast it for 3 hours until it's caramelized to perfection. There's onion, Thai pepper, habanero pepper in there. So, like, at our house, we don't even chop garlic anymore. We just add a few drops of garlic goodness. It's literally a garlic puree.
Which is awesome. I love garlic so much that I remember many years ago, mm-hmm. when I still lived in California, I ate so many roasted garlic cloves that I smelled like garlic for like a week. It was just oozing out of my pores.
Yeah. I mean, all my blood work is always so good. The doctor's like, what the heck? I said, man, it's garlic. That's it. It, you know, purifies everything. It's so good.
It's awesome. I put it on mm-hmm. pizza, my scrambled eggs, everything. So tell me a little bit about how you got started making hot sauce and some of your other products.
Yeah. So my children, they went to an environmental school, and we were helping establish the organic garden at the school. So we all took a basket of vegetables each week, and we created something to inspire the kiddos to eat their veggies. And my week, it was carrots. So I brought a basket of carrots home. And I happened to have some peppers at home, and I thought that the natural sweetness in the carrots would balance the, spice in the peppers. So I made a kickin' carrot hot sauce, and then I made some, like, dips and salsas and that kind of thing with that base of the carrot hot sauce. I brought it in to my children's class, and the students loved it. They're like, Miss Michelle, this is so good. And the staff at the school loved it as well. And then that weekend, we happened to have a party at our house, and I had a little Tupperware container left of it. And they tried it, and they're like, oh my gosh, Michelle, you need to bottle this. And that's how the Saucy Empire began. So that was 12 years ago, and we've won over 59 national awards. I was Tampa Bay Businesswoman of the Year. We've been featured all over Southern Living Magazine, The Today Show. I've done a cooking show with Paula Deen and Bobby Flay. And
oh, awesome.
So all of this from a single carrot.
I love how that began. It's just like, it was like destiny. It was meant to be.
I feel that, because at the time, I wasn't necessarily looking for a business, but I was definitely soul searching and thinking there's something out there that I need to be doing with my talents. So I don't know if you know this, but on all the bottles, I draw all the artwork also. So, like, to me, this brand and this company really encompasses all the talents that I enjoy doing. So I love doing art, I love cooking, I love meeting with people, I love doing shows and throwing carrots into the crowd and having fun.
Right.
So this company really, I feel blessed that the company found me.
Well, I think that's an amazing story.
Thank you.
My dad, who he's actually the person who really, mm-hmm. I think because of him, I love food so much.
Right.
But I remember giving him a bottle of this many years ago, mm-hmm. and he loves it so much. He still saved the original bottle, which is empty, of course.
Really?
But he loves the artwork on it. He loves the garlic, so that's his favorite. So whenever I go visit
him, I
always have to bring him a bottle.
Good.
But it's just so cool because I see it. He always has it sitting in his kitchen windowsill. They'll put flowers in it,
really?
But it's their favorite bottle.
Oh, that's well. That makes me feel good. Then thank you.
So tell me, about some of your other sauces that you have.
Sure. We have an amazing chai sweet chili, and I did say chai.
Yes.
So we were actually the very first company in the United States to bottle organic teas as infusions in our sauces. So instead of adding water, we brew organic teas and add them as a layer of flavor. And I think that it adds something that isn't overpowering, but people are like, oh, this is different. What is it? So it makes them think about what the flavor is. Our chai sweet chili has organic chai tea, peppers. It has a nice sweet and peppery flavor. It's great with spring rolls and fried rice and stir fry. If you've ever had General Tso chicken.
Yes, I love that
You
stuff.
Can make that easily with the sauce. You just mix 2/3 of the chai sweet chili and 1/3 of any soy or tamari sauce and let it bubble up in the pan and then toss chicken or vegetables, whatever you want.
That sounds awesome. I've actually tossed my chicken wings in your
sauce. Oh, it's so good.
It is good.
The chai sweet chili did win in Houston. It won the number one wing sauce for our competition, the People's Choice.
Right. Oh, I can see why.
So
that's
good.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I also love your chipotle chup.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we have several restaurants that use that as their signature ketchup. And once again, it does have chai sweet chili in it, a little bit of chipotle, a little bit of habanero, and I always add a hint of Thai peppers because Thai peppers are my favorite.
They definitely add a little dimension to that flavor.
And so that ketchup, it's like a grown-up ketchup, I call it.
Grown-up ketchup. My kids love it, though.
Do they?
They do. Aww. Yeah. I always buy your stuff at JJ's Market in
right.
St. Pete. I love that little place.
Yes, so cute.
I can't drive by it without stopping because their
really?
Sandwiches are fantastic.
Oh, I haven't had their sandwiches yet. I need to.
Have you tried any of their food?
No. Oh. I've only bought from their market, but I haven't bought their food. Is it good?
Oh, it's so good.
Really?
You know, I drove by that place so many times, and the first time I went in there, I saw your products, and I thought,
right.
Okay, this is perfect.
Oh, good.
But yeah, you have to definitely try their stuff.
Definitely.
Awesome sandwiches. They make everything from scratch in-house.
Really?
And they have a great beer and wine selection.
Oh.
Pretty good stuff.
That's good.
Yeah. Awesome.
So we do have some new things that you haven't tried yet.
Tell me.
So we have a whole line of dips.
Okay.
Where it's like a little packet and you add a cup of sour cream and a cup of mayo and you make your own instant party and mix it together. We have, let's see if I can remember them all. This is where my test comes in because there's so many of them. There's six of them. We have a spicy ranch. We have a key lime chipotle, a spicy crab, a habanero garlic, a sun-dried tomato horseradish.
Oh, wow. That would be good on a sandwich, I think.
I think you would love that.
I probably would. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know I would.
Yes, so good.
I know I would.
And then am I forgetting one? Maybe I am. I don't know, but they're all good. They're delicious.
So if anyone wants to order any of your sauces, where can they go? If they don't live in Tampa, for example.
Yeah, yeah. If they do live in Tampa, they can go to the website and there's a list of all the stores. If they don't live in Tampa, they can also go to the website, which is www.intensityacademy.com, and you can order right there.
That's awesome. That's what I told my dad.
He's
ordered. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Oh, that's a cool word. You're so cute and creative.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to think of some other things that I have seen you do in the past. Mm-hmm. I know, you say you throw carrots at people when you're doing cooking shows.
Mm-hmm.
I remember something with a chili. I don't know. It was at one of the food conferences we were at together. Mm-hmm. There's been so many,
There's been so many. I also wanted to talk a little bit just quick about the lollipop, because I know you know about that.
Oh, that's right. Let's talk about the lollipop. I failed, but that's okay.
That's okay. So I also make the world's hottest lollipop. And we like to say it's the hottest lick on a stick. So tell everyone your experience of this.
Well, let's see. It was like 4 years ago at the Pinellas Pepperfest.
Yes.
And I went up there and I sucked on that hot thing for as long as I could take it. And I failed miserably.
Oh, my. Isn't it hot?
It is hot. And the guy that won, I was impressed.
And now I do something even more evil. Right before the competition, I brush pure capsaicin extract onto it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a beautiful thing because typically when you put the lollipop in your mouth, the first few seconds you think, oh,
it's not bad.
It's not so bad. I don't know what she... Oh, and then it hits you that it's spicy, but now it's like instant.
It's like, yeah.
It's so good.
That's exactly what I thought at first. I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. Then all of a sudden I was like, holy shit, my mouth is on fire.
Right.
And I didn't want to admit it. I hung in there as long as I could.
You did great. Yeah, you did great.
I had milk after.
But it's fun to watch. And I do those shows all over the nation. But it's a lot of fun to watch. We call them the Lolly Lickathons.
I want to do another one.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Yeah, let me
know. The next one I have scheduled is in April.
Okay.
And I'll let you know. And that's Pepperfest. And that's in April at the England Brother Band show.
Okay. I would love to do it.
Awesome.
Now, I did something.
We'll have to get video.
Oh, yes. We have to have video. Otherwise, it didn't happen. So I was a food judge this past weekend at the Tampa Tailgate Fest. I'm sure you've been a food judge before.
Oh, yes. I was just a judge 2 weeks ago at the Cattle Women's Association of Florida.
How hard was it?
Oh, my gosh. It's very hard because... Oh, and I've also had to judge hot sauce before. And when you're judging 35 different hot sauces, by the time you get to number six, you're like, I can't taste anymore.
Right, I was going
to
say your taste buds are gone.
Doing a food judging, it's hard because, you know, there's so many different aspects to look at it. And you don't know, well, sometimes you know, sometimes you don't know the conditions that they had to, you know, or the rules that they had to be in when you're judging something. So it's hard, right?
Well, I'm talking
I only take like a quarter of a bite, really. You know what I mean?
Well,
because
that's what
it's much, you know, there's so many contestants.
That's what I did, but I was miserable for 2 days after.
Really?
I couldn't even drink water.
Oh, no.
So how would I get ready for something like that again? Because I have to do one this weekend.
Really?
A pie festival.
Oh.
That's going to be really hard.
Yeah, everybody who's listening right now is like, oh, poor thing.
I know,
She has to eat 20 pies? They're not feeling sorry for you, I don't think.
Well, that's
But they've never tried it before.
It's hard. It is so hard. Much harder than
like,
I thought.
Literally, you cannot even have a quarter of a teaspoon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to judge visually and then just enough to get the flavor and the texture.
Right.
And that's it. And then move on to the next.
And they do such a great job preparing their dishes and the presentation. And that's what makes me...
And are they staring at you when you do it or no?
No.
I had to do it. The cattlewoman's and they're watching me. And I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah. They're looking for the reactions
on
their
face. Yeah, they're looking for the reaction. And then you have to do the nod like, you know. That kind of thing. So at least you're not doing it in front of someone. That's good.
Well, I don't know how to be this Saturday,
right.
But I just have to somehow train
to
for it.
You have to do small.
I did small, but I...
Like smaller.
Okay.
Because that's too much. Not even a whole bite.
Well,
like a quarter of a bite.
When it got to the end, I just couldn't anymore.
Right.
It was so hard.
Yeah.
And this Saturday is going to be difficult because I have that, and then I'm going to Florida Cane Distillery in Ybor.
I like them, yes.
For a whiskey distilling class. That should be fun. And then...
You're going to have whiskey on top of all that
after
pie?
After the pie, and then Dr. Barbecue in St. Pete.
Yes.
Going there for, I guess, friends and family.
Yes.
I'm screwed on Saturday. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to be able to eat all that.
Will I still be standing at the end of the night?
Oh, my... Water. You're going to have to drink lots and lots of water.
All right.
That helps.
I will try. Do you have any fun events coming up in Tampa?
Let's see. I have a lot of events. They kind of blur.
You're so busy
right?
all the time.
I
mean, you truly amaze me. In fact, you were one of the first role models I had when I kind of started getting into the food scene in Tampa.
Aww.
And if you remember, I had that blog called My Other City by the Bay. You were always such an inspiration to me.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you're amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm so honored to know you. Like, I haven't seen you in a few years, or maybe a year, but I'm excited to have you here.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Our biggest show is in December. It's the first Saturday and Sunday in December. It's the Lutz Land O'Lakes Women's Club Holiday Bazaar. There's over 330 vendors.
Oh, wow.
It's enormous. There's usually 20 to 50,000 people that attend this event. And since I was the governor of Lutz, like the mayor
right,
of Lutz.
Right, I remember that.
I have a big following in Lutz, so that's our biggest show. And if you have not been to the show, it's amazing. Everything is made locally by craftsmen. So they're not like no direct sales companies. They're all mom and pop, pure artisans and craftsmen. It's a cool, cool show. Great event to get, do some holiday shopping.
I'll have to put that on my calendar.
Yes, and it's on Gun Highway, at the school on Gun Highway near Keystone.
Okay.
Yes.
That's foreign to me. I never go north of Kennedy anymore.
Aw. Well, you need to for this show because
I
it's
will
way
go.
Cool.
I will. And
your
I do.
Your kids will love it.
I do like going north of Kennedy. I'm just always stuck on this side of town, but I will definitely, definitely make a point to be there.
Awesome.
Well, Michelle, thank you.
Thank you
so much for being a guest today. And if anyone wants to follow you, tell us where they can follow you.
Sure. On Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, you can follow me at Saucy Queen. No spaces, just SAUCYQUEEN.
Perfect. And she definitely is a queen, let me tell you. Awesome. Thank you so much for listening to Forking Around Town. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play. And don't forget, a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com.
This is a Jim Fannin Show quick fix on Radio Influence.
Seth, relaxation. Relaxation, relaxation is on my mind. Slowing down the game, slowing down your life, breathing, and doing as many techniques or as little techniques to get you to get some stress out of your life. I think right now, our country is under stress for many reasons. And I'm not talking just politics, lots of reasons. Economic stress, relationship stress, parenting stress, physical fitness stress, can't get in your pants stress because I've gained too much weight stress. And stress is a silent killer. And so, you know, I would like to have this show really on relaxation and some definite tools that you can do to chill out and be cool and slow down the game and lengthen your life.
The Jim Fannin Show can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.